today on the Scott Thompson Show on AM 900 CHML.
A group of franchisee owners for Tim Hortons have launched a class action lawsuit against their parent company, saying that they're making it difficult to stay in business. We've certainly heard a lot of news of this anecdotally. To talk more about all of this, Detlev Zwick is with us, associate professor of marketing, Schulich School of Business, York University, and on the line with us now. Hello, Detlev. How are you today?
I'm good, Scott. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking the time to join us. We certainly have heard stories anecdotally that Tim Hortons isn't what it used to be since it was sold. What are your thoughts on this lawsuit?
Yeah, I think it's a reflection of those rumors that we've all heard that every acquisition comes with a new culture. And sometimes those acquisitions go well. And the culture, the transition, the integration of these different cultures goes well. And sometimes, most of the time, really, there are problems. And frankly, overall, I think the problems have been sort of manageable. But now we see it flare up. And here we have, on the one hand, we have sort of a big investor group, 3G, and they have a specific culture that they bring to their acquisitions. And on the other hand, we have quite unique franchisee culture, I think, with Tim Hortons that started out in a small town many, you know, a few decades ago, and it has more of this sort of grassroots community feel to it, and I think it's always had that. And so I think now we see this kind of cultural clash coming to the front with a lawsuit like this.
You talked about the different cultures. Obviously, culture, a big part of Tim Hortons' success and how they've, embedded themselves into Canadiana, into the community. So that being said, how does this parent company balance this? At what point does this become damaging to the brand and that culture?
Right. Yes, that's the big question. I think restaurant brands, 3G, I mean, they're grappling with that precise question right now. I mean, they already started to backpedal a little bit on their more aggressive stance they had just a few days ago on this still, where they just pushed back against this rogue group of franchisees. They didn't even recognize that group necessarily as a legitimate voice of franchisees, because there is an official one, and so they sort of dismissed this the Great White North kind of group out of hand. Now they're starting to engage with it. Of course, there's a lawsuit. That's one of the reasons. And I think precisely this is the moment where the investor group has to make a decision whether they want to hold on or maintain this kind of long-standing tradition with Tim Hortons, where franchisees are involved in the decision-making process. And I think that's a strength Tim Hortons has had over the decades. Maybe you remember when Wendy's, the first big sort of acquisition merger was mm-hmm. Wendy's in the 90s. And then at that point, we had Ron Joyce go, across the entire country and basically meet every franchisee to explain this merger to every franchisee, sit down and explain this. I mean, that was the culture back then. And it was sort of this engagement at a grassroots level, town hall meetings, those kind of community engagements that Tim Horton is known for. And, you know, the way this group, by the way, the Great White North group organizes is along the same lines. They're having town hall meetings and so on. And so we see, I think, them push against this much more, you know, investment-driven, numbers-driven, ruthless sort of cost-cutting culture that's coming their way by this investment group, the 3G group. And I think 3G will, you know, they'll have to figure this out now. What do they want to do? They, on the one hand, they want to be a successful business. They have been. They have done this, what they've done with Tim Hortons, they've done many times, and most of the time it works out. And they have done quite well with this particular acquisition. The stock price has developed really nicely. The business is going well. So they have arguments on their sides to say, look, there might be some grievances you might have. Okay, let's sit down and talk about this. But overall, we're doing well as an investor.
Want to hear more? Download the podcast on iTunes or Google Play. And listen to The Scott Thompson Show weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 900 CHML.